prison in the 80s, talks to sort of questions of prison reform or prison abolition, and it felt really urgent, also because of where Lux is in that area of London, to sort of connect to all of that. And the Sisters in the Cut were occupying the prison at the time. There's still a big campaign to lobby for a women's building to be built on the grounds of the former prison. So it feels like, yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, there's a sort of historical nature of the films and Cinenova, but connecting them to struggles or campaigns or activism or sort of questions of that are happening now feels really, I mean, it's completely relevant. So we screened the films, and we sort of invited lots of people to come and give talks and workshops, and sort of ourselves, it sort of pushed us, I guess, to sort of reconnect with some of the original filmmakers from Women in Law Collective, and try to sort of, yeah, create other networks and distribution and publics for that content. And then
our most recent exhibition at Lux, we invited an American artist, video artist, and performance artist called Carolyn Lazard, and showed a video work of theirs. And we also invited a Glasgow-based worker collective called Collective Text. And this exhibition was again like seeing how, you know, sort of these issues, things that are present in the collection, and how we can kind of have them in dialogue with sort of issues today. And this was all around kind of the barriers to like access to film and video. So Collective Text are this. Do these kind of creative access projects, so they do kind of captioning and things, but it's specifically they work with Artist Moving Image, so it's like a really interesting project. And so what we did was we invited them to choose, so kind of going back to the snap showing format that we kind of regularly use, that they chose films from the Cinenova collection, which they then did sort of had the creative ideas around access. So there was, you'll see, there's a written reflection by one of Collective Text, who had been sort of involved with disability arts activism in the 90s, so had this kind of really personal reaction to it. And then we also invited a contemporary creative writing collective called Rita Moonis, who put on a workshop that was in response to Carolyn's work, but also to this text that Carolyn's written. So yeah, it's always kind of keeping these sort of contemporary dialogues along, you know, with the collection. But I always think it's funny because actually the now showing format is basically what like Circles did with their first catalogue. So I don't think we ever directly realised that's what we were doing, but we had just taken this idea, and now we're now showing those works which were contemporary, and it all just still, yeah, time and time again to take the adage from the exhibition. So
now showing is where we invite a filmmaker and artist working now.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were
And then choose something from the collection and show the two films together with an introduction or a conversation, however they want to do it. I guess that also sort of starts a conversation of whether we would sort of start to acquire new films into the collection, because as I said, it sort of stopped sort of building the films in the mid-90s. So yeah, thinking about what the future for Cinenova would be, would it be to sort of work or sort of refine more the collection we have? Would it be to extend it into working with contemporary filmmakers now? But yeah, it does feel like, I mean, with the generous invitation from the SA Film Festival, every sort of invitation begins a bit of new research, allows us to sort of get in touch with and meet people who worked with Circle Cinema of Women previously. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all a sort of work in progress, so it's mm-hmm. thanks for bearing with us through this.
But yeah, obviously we're here all day, so we can talk more.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. I'm Catherine Grant, and it's my job to introduce you to the focus this morning on one of Cinenova's amazing acts of feminist collective recuperation and distribution, and that is their amazing work in the 1970s in the form of Circles, we believe, one half of the two entities that merged to form Cinenova. Circles work in this kind of like from the position of European feminists finding the work of a Colombian cinema feminist collective, Cine Mujer Colombia, one of a number of different feminist collectives in Latin America, but one of the earliest ones. And their work in making up those films available, and also the stories of Cine Mujer available in the UK in the first instance, but also beyond that internationally. And I wanted to sort of just begin by saying how important it is for us to remember the significance of that act. I mean, we're celebrating it today, it seems to go without saying, but I was a Latin American scholar, Latin Americanist scholar in the 1970s and early 80s. And now it's still very difficult to get hold of feminist films from Latin America, but then it was impossible, and it was actually very difficult to know about them if you weren't travelling on an international festival circuit, which very few feminists, of course, were. So I just wanted to remind us that the fact that Circles and now Cinenova collected that work, archived it, and made it available through distribution at reasonable cost as well, is such a radical act that has made certain forms of discourse and certain forms of study possible. So I just wanted to thank the historical Circles Collective in particular, Cinema of Women too, and of course Cinenova. It's been great working on this event with the Cinenova Collective, but I also wanted just to thank my own kind of immediate collective colleagues, Janet McCabe, who's been really wonderful working, and Janet has done a lot to put this day together, Matthew Barrington, but also Selena Robertson, I think, is here too. So thank you, Selena, it's been great working with you. But it's been a particular joy because it's enabled us to make connections with a couple of other people. We weren't, unfortunately, able to bring over the members of the Cine Mujer Collective. We did look into that. But we're hoping that some of them are going to be able to come to a conference that's happening in September in Madrid, which is the Latin American Women Filmmakers Conference, a version of which happened here like 2 years ago almost, and the next iteration of it is happening in Madrid. So if you're interested in Latin American filmmaking, that is the place to be in September. And we're very happy to have with us today Isabel Segui, who's one of the organisers of that event. Isabel is also an expert on collective filmmaking and radical filmmaking, and we're hoping she will contribute to the day. But if you are interested in that event, Isabel, could you put your hand up? Please come and speak to Isabel. In particular, if you are a lottery winner or independently wealthy, we are looking for donations to that conference fund to help bring over some of the filmmakers. So I just say that at the beginning. But we're very happy to have brought over Juana Suarez, Dr. Juana Suarez from NYU, and I will introduce Juana specifically when it comes to her session after a short comfort break. But first, I would like to introduce you to Lorena Cervera Ferrer, who is our first speaker, and who, as we'll see, has engaged in one of the activities we hope for this day, which is to bring new things into being. We're celebrating an archive, we're celebrating an existing collective, but we also wanted to create some new lasting things for this day. And Lorena's really helped us with that. So let me just introduce her. Lorena received her BA in journalism from the University of Valencia and MA in innovation and quality in television production, specializing in documentary from Pompeu Fabra University. In 2014, she was awarded with a scholarship by Ibermedia to complete a diploma in creative documentary at the University of Valle Colombia. Since 2009, she has been working as a cinematographer and editor of non-fiction films such as De Moisés Brogue, I Wasn't Always Dressed Like This, I'd love to see that one, and Changing of the Guard. Currently, she is doing a practice-based PhD in film studies at UCL under the supervision of Deborah Martin, who is also here with us today, Colombian film expert. Her research looks at practices, politics, and aesthetics of women documentary cinema in Latin America from 1970 to 1990. She teaches documentary filmmaking workshops at the University of Essex and makes documentary films. So please join us, Lorena.
Thank you. So as a PhD student, one of the things that I have found more difficult in my research is to access these films. So extending the thanks that Catherine Grant was given, I also want to thank this festival for programming films by Colectivo Cine Mujer, which are difficult to watch. And it's a cinema that has remained invisible, and it's important that we revisit it and talk about it. So I'm just going to introduce a bit the collective Cine Mujer Colombia, and then I'm going to screen a short film that I've made as part of my PhD. I'm doing a practice-based PhD, so part of my research consists in making a documentary film, and we are going to watch 10 minutes of it, which includes interviews with members of Cine Mujer Colombia. So, Cine Mujer Colombia is a feminist collective founded in 1978 by Eulalia Carrizosa and Sara Bright, and Soon, other members joined, including Rita Escobar, Patricia Restrepo, Dora Cecilia Ramírez, and Clara Riascos, amongst others. From the late 1970s to the mid-1990s, this collective produced several films, including short films, documentaries, and TV programs. They benefited from the creation of Focine, which was a film institute, a state-funded film institute, that approved the what is known Ley de Sobreprecio, a surcharged law. And this church, through this law, a percentage of each cinema ticket sold in commercial theatres in Colombia was used to fund short productions. And Cine Mujer received some of these funds to make their films. Apart from this source of funding, they were commissioned by the Colombian government through the Ministry of Culture and the Ministry of Education, amongst others, to make educational films. By the end of the 1980s, most of the original members of Cine Mujer, including Sara Bright and Dora Ramírez, had left, but the collective remained active until the mid-90s. All the members of Cine Mujer came from upper middle class backgrounds, either from Bogota or from Cali. They studied, or some of them studied at the private university Jorge Tadeo Lozano, where they met film critic Margarita de la Vega, who is a very well-known film critic in Colombia and also a scholar who has done lots of work in women's cinema in Colombia. And they were working with filmmakers who became big filmmakers later, such as Erwin Gogol and others. So it's interesting that, for instance, Patricia Restrepo, one of the members of Cine Mujer Colombia, she was part of Grupo Cine de Cali, which was also a very important film collective in Colombia. And it was founded by Luis Espina and Andrés Caicedo, and also Carlos Mayolo was part of it. The collective was very interested in giving voice to women. So most of their films, women narrate their own stories in first person. They didn't include an external voiceover or an external commentator because they were very interested in allowing women to speak by themselves. They were also interested in creating intimate spaces, and they achieved this through a special relationship with the documentary subjects. So they spent fiction, they knew, well, the actors who performed in their films, they were friends, so they had also like a special relationship with them. But they spent quite a long time getting to know the people who were part of their films and establishing a relationship with them. They used real locations, and often they relied on friends to use film equipment and to human resources to make the films. So the film that we are going to see now, as I said before, is part of my PhD. I'm doing a practice-based PhD that looks at the emergence of women's documentary cinema in Latin America. I'm going to be interviewing, or I'll try to interview, as many filmmakers as possible. So far, I have interviewed members of Cine Mujer, Patricia Restrepo, Clara Riascos, and Eulalia Carrizosa. I have also interviewed Marta Rodriguez, who is a Colombian filmmaker, and Peruvian filmmakers Nora Dizque and Marita Barea. As part of my research, I'm also interested in looking at the work of other women filmmakers who were active between 1970 and 1990, such as Mexican Lourdes Portillo, Brazilian Elena Solberg, and Chileans Valeria Sarmiento, Marilu Mayet, and Angelina Vázquez. Through my research, I'm interested in looking at the practices, politics, and aesthetics implemented by women documentary filmmakers, and also in making contributions to what Isabel Seguí calls the depatriarchalization of the theory and historiography of women, of documentary cinema in Latin America. So I'm just going to try to put the film on, and then I'll talk a bit more about it. So I think it's here.